cooler, Dan and I grabbed our spinning rods from the forecastle and found a nice shady ledge under the docks to tempt mangrove snappers with some fresh shrimp. Normally, mangrove snappers are extremely wary. Though these fish might have gone to school, they had not been educated. We literally loaded the cooler with 1 pound to pound and a half snappers. Boy, we were going to have a great cookout that evening with fresh snapper for the grill. With a cooler full of fish iced down, our crew of four castaways spent the afternoon snorkeling the soft coral reef that is on the lee side of the fort. There were plenty of tropical fish to entertain us, along with big snappers and an occasional grouper. If not for our jobs in the real world, we were ready to just move on to the island. There was one nagging observation that I had been watching all day. The U.S. flag above the fort was fully extended, flying straight into the wind that was now closer to 30 knots. When we returned to the boat late that afternoon to prep for the cookout, Captain Blackwell notified us that the majority of the passengers wanted to go home. Dan said we had paid for a